This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Taxes are due in just 2 days, and if you're like most Americans, 8 out of 10 of us, in fact, you're going to be getting money back. The average refund is $2,800, not chump change, which is fodder for today's special tax installment of our series, I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes it from here.
Here's how taxpayer and retired engineer John Thomas put the question to us.
Well, I've always wondered why so many people seem to overpay their taxes and then have to claim a refund. I'm wondering whether there is a conspiracy there with the government encouraging people to overpay because they get free money, essentially, until people get their refund.
Ooh, so now I'm on Conspiracy Secrets Investigation, Marketplace CSI. Why do most taxpayers let the government withhold too much all year, then wait to get it back in a lump sum refund?
So that they don't have a huge tax bill they have to pay in April. It's peace of mind knowing that they're getting refunds.
This is Portland CPA Rich Soda, and full disclosure, he prepares my tax return and gets me my substantial refund.
Now, how stupid is it from a financial standpoint? Because if you had the money in your paycheck every month, then you'd be able to invest it, put it in a savings account where you'd get a whopping almost nothing, right? But you are kind of giving the government an interest-free loan.
You are. But if you aren't of the habit of being able to budget for yourself, I think it's a way of saving. And most people can't do that.
Yeah, that's me he's talking about. But turns out I got an excuse.
So it lights up the reward centers in your brain. The nucleus accumbens is the area that gets activated.
Hirsch Sheffrin is professor of behavioral finance at Santa Clara University.
And there's a dopamine rush when the check actually arrives and you open it. It has a positive hedonic effect.
Positive hedonic effect. Although Sheffrin says it's also smart, self-aware financial planning.
People recognize they have difficulty accumulating enough savings on their own. So they look for ways to help themselves counter the temptations of everyday life.
But what about the government conspiracy idea? Uncle Sam is sneakily getting us to withhold billions too much so he can use our money until we finally say, "Please, Mr. Taxman, can I have it back now?" Well, I didn't find any evidence of a conspiracy. If the IRS encouraged less withholding, some people might guess wrong and owe more, ending up strapped for cash come April 15th. But there's no arguing over-withholding is good for the U.S. Treasury. I did the math, 120 million refunds averaging a bit under $3,000, upwards of $330 billion of our money the federal government gets to use absolutely free.
About one-tenth of the entire budget.
That's Robertson Williams at the Tax Policy Center. He says if the government wasn't holding our refunds, it would have to borrow more. But right now, it's borrowing at less than 1%.
1% of that would be 1/1,000th of the government's budget, to be in the order of $3 billion. Essentially, what the taxpayers are doing is giving the government a short-term loan that makes it easier for the government to cover its bills in the short run. They don't have to borrow as much. But in the long run, it all washes out.
Because eventually, the government gives us all our money back anyway, along with that dopamine rush. Yeah. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
As always, if you've got a question for us, all you got to do is ask. There is a spot you can do that on our webpage. It's marketplace.org.